Hey Master Souls, Stacy here. Today, we're actually going all the way back to the Master Soul process, but we're going to use it differently. So today, we're going to take that same process that we use to create our business, to create things in our lives, and we're going to use it to create a better relationship with our health, with our body. This is Master Soul process for our health. You know, it's really interesting because as I looked at the Master Soul process, a couple of things started popping into my awareness. How do we use this as mothers? How do we use this with children? How do we use this with partners, executives, all of these other ways of looking at it? As it's written now, it really was written for entrepreneurs. But what would happen if we started using it in other ways with high intention? How would we tweak it? How would we work with it differently? And so in this video, in this class, we're going to talk about it specifically with respect to our bodies. You know, it's interesting that the longer I walk upon the spiritual path, the more disconnected I got with what was going on in my body, and the fluffier I became. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that I sat behind my desk every single day and I meditated on my butt and I did all of these things. Why wasn't I paying attention to my body? Well, as we evolve, of course, we go into different levels of awareness, and sometimes it's necessary for us to dive into one thing and sometimes we dive into another. But I also want to talk about illness. We do not cause ourselves to be ill. Things happen. We get sick. We might be able to look in and see how we can reinforce our bodies, how we can spiritually, you know, reinforce ourselves so that we're better able to fight off disease, sickness. But let's take out that piece around blame and shame, which brings us to the first piece in the Master Soul process for our bodies, which is, of course, connection. And I'm going to start on a different area here, but I think connection, when we start with connection with respect to our bodies, what that means is we're taking a moment and we're figuring out where we feel discomfort. And we're also figuring out where we feel vibrancy, right? Are we feeling the love? Are we feeling it at a cellular level? Can we feel that our toes want to wiggle just a little bit because they're feeling stiff? Can we feel that somewhere in us we want to move? Can we feel a craving for chocolate cupcakes, right? Where is it in our bodies when we really connect and listen and have a conversation with our bodies? How can we co-create our life together more seamlessly? What is it that our bodies need today in this moment to be more powerful in the world, right? So that connection piece becomes, instead of connecting to our higher guidance, actually connecting to our physical self, to our physical space. What is it that my body needs to be supported around today? Let's move to the foundation piece. Now, the foundation of the Master Soul process is doing the things to be the clearest, strongest channel possible, which means clearing out the emotional beliefs with respect to your body so that we can become clear channels for health, for vibrancy. So where are your beliefs? What else do we need to learn about our beliefs to let go of? Do you believe that if you eat bananas, you will get fat? Can you release that? Do you believe that, that being sick brings you more love? Can we release that, right? There are all kinds of beliefs that we have added on into our repertoire with respect to our physical being. to how we interact with food, with exercise, with our space, with our level of vibrancy. How vibrant do I want to feel? With our level of fitness. We have emotional triggers around each and every single one of those things. So in our foundation time, can we dive in and change some of those beliefs? Can we shift some of the ways that we work with our body? Our foundation means we are cleaning ourselves out to be able to do something else. Right? Clearing ourselves out of those emotional blocks to being our most vibrant selves. We can also use our foundation time to ground ourselves to become stronger. We can use it as, you know, time to cleanse out our body of toxins if that's what, you know, what was said during our connection period. We can use that if our connection period says we need to walk, that can be a beautiful foundation time. But let's not negate the importance when it comes to our health of our mental and emotional belief system, right? Much of what we can clear out to feel better can start at that psychosomatic level, right? Now let's move on to ritual. Now the ritual is kind of fun. And the ritual can look like something like having a food ritual where you pray over your food before you eat it. Wayne Dyer, and I have my book in my hand, he said, when he looks at his food, he would say, whatever I eat is okay. I'll instruct my brain and body chemistry to convert whatever I eat into health. You could say a little blessing and a prayer over your food before you eat it, right? You can also practice mindfulness when it comes to eating. Now, I've struggled with the mindfulness in eating because I had foundational work to do, where each bite I take, I really connect with it. And I chew it 20 times and I do nothing else but chew that food and experience it, the taste, the temperature, my reaction to it, right? The emotional state, the all of it. And in that way, paying attention to each and every bite and being very mindful with everything that I was eating, I found that I was full after 4 or 5 bites. Well, I like eating lots of food, so it really triggered an emotional state in me that said, I'm going to starve to death if I continue to do this. So I backed out in fear, which means I get to go back to my foundation and say, what is that? Is there something there that we can clear? So our ritual period actually becomes rituals with things that we, you know, put in our body. Or maybe you have a breathing ritual to make sure that your body is getting full oxygen throughout the day, right? Maybe at the top of each hour you do a ritual that says, I am breathing in vibrancy and I'm breathing out my toxicity. Whatever it is, put rituals into place that support the type of health and feeling in your body that you want to create. It's knowing and triggering that state, right? And then there's the manifesting. Can you hold in your mind a state of perfect vibrancy? Can you send your body love, gratitude, right? Every single cell, love and gratitude. Can you imagine what it would feel like to be strong, to be healthy, to be, I don't know, 22 again, whatever it was for you, whatever it looks like for you. To be skinny, to be strong, to be proud of your size, to be happy, loving that you're, you know, 8 feet tall or 2 feet tall, whatever it is. Can you manifest that perfect state of being and perfect relationship with your body? And can you hold that image in front of you and in your heart before you eat? Before you walk, before you exercise, before you meditate? Can you incorporate that vision as a state of being in your everyday? So in that this process, you can see these are the same four steps. These are the same four elements that are coming into play, right? It's a very balanced way of saying this is not about diet and exercise. This is not about antibiotics or supplements. This is about you connecting at a spiritual level with your body and using your spiritual gifts to enhance it. We can create our reality. Why can't we create our body and our state of health, right? We can create anything we want. And so by using this process, you can see the shifts that can happen with the relationship to your body and potentially to the relationship to your health, vibrancy, and well-being. Thank you guys for coming. I look forward to hearing your comments. Make sure they're in the group, and we'll talk to you later.